For more than a month, Indiana University has been working to address reports of mold in several residence halls. IU's responded to hundreds of calls, with most of them being in Foster and McNutt. The university says 35% of the rooms in those residence halls had visible mold growth. The university is cleaning the rooms. Gary Winthrop and Grace Smallwood were both affected by the mold, but say they're pleased with how IU's responded.
Yeah, I think they have done a pretty good job. They installed the air filters in every single room, and they had a reimbursement for a lot of the inhabitants of these dorms.
They gave us a settlement, I think, so that was kind of nice because I just put it in my bank account.
There are still 69 students in temporary housing as crews work to resolve the problem. IU is compensating those affected for their medical bills and issued them each $3,000 in bursar credits. But for some students, that's not enough. Dylan Goldstein says he's been congested since he got to IU and had to move out of his room for a couple days.
It's awful. They're awful. I mean, like, they don't answer, and they push you on to, like, every other person. And I think, like, if they handled it, like, more efficiently and they communicated, and they should have hire a lot more people to communicate, that, like, it would have been a lot better.
Several students are part of a class action lawsuit filed against IU that claims the university isn't properly addressing the mold problem and is refusing to preserve evidence documenting how it's handling the remediation process. Court documents also question the method used to determine whether rooms are safe for students to occupy. IU hired a private company called EM Lab P&K to collect air samples in dorm rooms. It then posts the so-called mold score online, which IU says indicates whether the levels of indoor mold are within a normal range. On its website, IU states rooms with a low score are safe to inhabit and students may move back in. The university says 4% of rooms tested at unacceptable levels. But on the actual mold score report, the company states, quote, any decisions related to health should be made in consultation with a medical doctor, and nothing in this report is intended to provide medical advice or indicate whether a medical or safety problem exists. IU spokesperson Chuck Carney says the mold score is just one tool used to determine if mold is still an issue.
The air sampling is essentially a final step to make sure that all of the work that we've done has taken care of the issue as we felt it needed to be addressed. And then if that doesn't come back in the right level, we know to go back in and look and see if there's more work to be done.
Carney says the university is taking an all-hands-on-deck approach to the mold problem and will do additional air sampling when students leave for Thanksgiving break. In addition to individual rooms, tests will also be done in common areas. Carney says the well-being of students is the university's main priority.
Our primary mission is making sure students are here to learn and that they are comfortable enough to do that. And we're going to do what it takes to make sure that that happens.
But even with the cleanup effort, Goldstein says he doesn't feel safe living in his dorm room.
Right now, like, we're just in the process of actually, like, trying to get out of our housing contract.
For him, the mold is like a dark cloud hanging over his first semester. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.